Hey guys, this is my review of Monster Musume, which is a show that I've watched before in the past and I really liked it, but now it's a show that I really did not enjoy that much, which is odd because I even put this show on my as a guilty pleasure in a Twitter question poll thing, and it was a tweet that was done by Jekko Anime Review, and I answered that Monster Musume was a guilty pleasure of mine, and I decided to watch it. After I answered that, I was like, okay, I'll watch it again, and I'll review it for the show. And it has one big problem. The big problem is the fact that it has fan service in it. It's a fan service, ecchi harem show, but it doesn't do anything interesting with the characters, because all the characters, they only exist to be with the main character, and that's it. That's the sole purpose for existing, which is kind of boring, because for me, a harem show is best, and a harem fan service show is best when the female characters that are in the harem do something besides fawning over the main character, the protagonist. And this show, that didn't really happen. And I have to be honest, I only watched the first three episodes of the show for this review because it was very boring and repetitive. Even in the first three episodes, I saw what was going to happen, how they were going to structure each episode from the get-go. The main character meets a monster girl. He does like kind of a thing with her, something, and they get to know each other, and then now she lives at his house for some reason. And that's how the show goes. I don't even have to watch the rest of the show to know that, to understand that. And it just wasn't something I wanted to sit through. And I want to go back to the main problem with this show is the fact that the main characters, the main female characters, the members of his harem, do not do anything besides fawn over the main character. And in a show like High School DxD, this is it's done really well. The whole harem aspect is done a lot better in DxD than it is in Monster Musume, because in DxD the characters have a reason to exist that isn't just fawn over Issei. And they do that. They fawn over him, they want to be with him, they want to sleep with him, and all this whatever. But they do other things. They fight, they have backstories, they have character, they have depth to them. And I mean, I have to admit, DxD had 4 seasons and Monster Musume had 12 episodes. So I mean, that's different. That's a detail that is, you can't overlook that. But you could at least do something interesting with the characters, because it was just a slice of life show that happened to be a harem show. So I mean, it really wasn't anything new, which is fine. Don't have to do anything crazy, but I'm just, do something interesting, have something else for the girls to do besides I want to be with this guy. But that was my big criticism, my largest criticism. I mean, the animation is fine. Nothing bad. I mean, I'm not really the one to come to for that kind of stuff, for animation details and explaining why animation is good or bad in detail. I'm not really good at that, but it looked good. It was fine. The character designs were okay. The dub was actually something I liked. That was probably a better thing about the show. I really liked the dub. The characters, the female characters had different voices. They sounded different. They weren't all going for the same voice. So that was okay, I guess. This is an opportunity for me to get something off my chest. A little thing I don't like in dubs is the fact when the characters when the camera zooms in on a character's mouth, because it never fits what they're actually saying. Like it's never synced up, so it just sounds really weird, and it just looks very weird. And it's just a little thing that I don't like that much in dubs. And there's one thing that was kind of odd was the fact that the main character should have died. And I'm calling him main character because I do not know his name. So I'm just calling him main character. But there's one thing, the main character should have died like at least 5 times before the second episode was over. He got like his arm dislocated. He got thrown against the base of a bathtub. He got strangled. So it was very, he should have been killed. And there's another weird thing that I noticed in the show is there is a scene where like I just said, the main character gets thrown into a base of a bathtub. And his head gets busted open. So he's bleeding everywhere, which is something I really don't see, really don't expect to see in a show like this. It wasn't bad. I wasn't like, whoa, 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 get it off my screen. But it was just something very, very unexpected. It was just very odd to see. So, but yeah, this show is very, very repetitive and samey, even by the third episode. And it's something that I can see why people enjoy it. I can see why people like would enjoy this show, but it's not something that I want to sit down and watch for an extended period of time. And for to close this out, I'll say that if you like an ecchi show, if you like your harem anime with no engaging story and just fan service for the sake of fan service, this will be fine. This will do the job without any trouble. It's fine in that regard. But if you want an engaging story and some characters with some depth, this isn't really the show that you want to spend your time on. And if I had to give it a rating, if I had to rate the show in a numeric fashion, I would give it a 5. 5 sounds okay. That's middle of the road. But so again, if you want to watch it, if you want to sit down and watch it, it won't be the worst thing ever, but it won't be something you'll look back on and adore. In my opinion, it won't be something that you'll look back on and enjoy that much and remember. It's very not very memorable. Sorry for that, but it's not very memorable. So that's the show today. That's my review of Monster Musume, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you guys like what I said, and I hope you guys aren't upset if you like this show. But that's all I got for today, and I'll talk to you guys next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.